So recently, as I was substituting at a high school, I asked the students, like, why do people go crazy over Jordans and buy every single Jordan that comes out when it's just really like a color that changed? Or it could be that there's just something slightly different about the tennis shoe that's not really even known to people like me, because I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. But, you know, I asked them, like, why do people line up, get tickets and all that kind of stuff and go crazy and pay hundreds of dollars for these tennis shoes? And it's because Nike has pinpointed their specific customer who's willing to go through all of those things to attain a new tennis shoe. Today, we're going to be talking about the marketing concept. And this is going to be a three-part series. I'll let you know that right now. We're going to be talking about the target market, the marketing mix, and marketing functions. So today's episode will specifically be focused on the target market. So come on in, let's get started. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. And what Nike has really done is that they have really honed in on their marketing concept. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if the term marketing concept is new to you, you may be asking the questions like, what is it? How does it relate to a company? How does it relate to a brand? All those kind of things. What do you need to know in order to market to your customer? How do you reach your customer? The marketing concept is a strategy that a business uses to create a product or service to meet the needs or wants of a very specific and identified customer. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, it is three parts. The marketing concept is made up of three parts: your target market, your marketing mix, and your marketing functions. That is what I'm going to be covering in this three-part series. But today, we're only going to be talking about the target market. So your target market, as you can probably guess from the words target, and when you think about a target, you think about that circle with the little small circle in the middle that you want to get your dart into, right? So that is who you want. Is that person right there, dead smack in the middle of that circle. That is your target market. And if you look at the target that you're aiming your dart towards, you know, you'll see the little red circle in the middle, the white circle around it, the red circle around that, the white circle around that, and then the red circle, and it continues to grow bigger. We don't want to be out there on the edges of that target. We want to be right there smack in the middle with your target market. So what is the target market? Your target market is made up of four segments. Those segments, any of those segments, can be used by a company to really zero in on a customer. But if you are really trying to define the one person that you want to reach with your marketing that your product or your service is made for, then you want to use all four segments of the target market to identify that person. So let's talk about those four segments. I like to start off talking about demographics because this is the identifier that is really going to help you to quickly segment your group, your people. So demographics are the various characteristics of a person based up on their physical attributes, as well as economic attributes and educational attributes. So physical, we're talking about race, their ethnicity, their age, It could, I mean, you can get as granular as eye color, but we're not going to go that far. Then we're talking about where they live, how many people are in their family. Additional attributes that we look at are, as I said, age. So we look at whether a teenage group, children, adults, education, whether they went to college, whether they have a high school education, or higher degrees, their income. We want to also look at accessibility challenges. Those are all of your demographic things that you're going to look at to target your market a little bit better. When I was teaching this in high school, I would have my students to say, okay, let's look at our high school. How can we further break down the population of the high school? And so one of the first things they would say is boys and girls. I was like, okay, that's cool. Also, I encourage them to look at, you have adults here and you have students here, children here. So you can first go by adults, children, and we can eliminate, if your target market is not for an adult, we can eliminate that quickly. So we subtract adults out of the equation. So now we're looking at children. And so what is another way that you can break them down? Then they would go into boys and girls. And then they would either further go into ethnicity. They would immediately separate them by class. So you're talking about age, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. So you had your gender, you had your ethnicity, and you had your age, which they were able to immediately separate and identify a group of people. So that would be demographics. The next area I go to when I'm talking about target market is psychographics, because this is a person's lifestyle, what they like to do, their personality, all of those things that really make them unique in who they are. And it really helps to further identify a target market, because when a company, a brand is looking at who their customer is, they have an idea of what their customer likes to do for fun and all of those things, because they're gearing that product or service to that individual. So it is hobbies. Is this person an animal lover? What type of music do they listen to? What are their interests? What do they gravitate towards? So I like to stick with Nike because it's very easy to use as an example. Nike has a whole range of shoes. Now, of course, the company started off as a running shoe company, but they have split that into different types of sports. So their people are not just athletes, their people are a basketball player, a football player, a track runner, all these different type of people. And they even have a line of shoes that are just aesthetic. So because they know that people like the brand, but they may not be athletic, but they want to look good and casual. So you're going to look at the lifestyle of a person when you're talking about psychographics. All of those things that make up their personality and who they are. And when we look at that on a high school campus, you can see that you have your athletes, you have your cheer drill team, you have your band, you have your drama kids, you have your kids who are into art. So those are all falling into the psychographics of that particular person. So a company has to look at that and say, I know who my demographic is. It may be teens, and it may be psychographically that those teens enjoy outdoor activities. They like to listen to a certain type of music, and they like to hang out with their friends, all of those kind of things. So those fall into psychographics. The third one is geographics. Now, this has to do with where a person lives. Are they in the city, in the inner city? Are they in the suburbs? Are they in the country, very rural areas? It has to do with population. And you look at things such as the weather. Is it a cold climate? Is a warm climate? Why would a company need to know that? Because if you're a swimsuit, maker, then you're going to be looking at the people who are mostly in those climates, live in those climates, or visit those climates, so that you can determine what you need to include in the attributes of the swimwear that you are making. So companies need to know where their people are living, or where they're vacationing, or where they're navigating to. We have a retirement group of people who live in maybe cold climates during various parts of the year, but in the winter, they tend to navigate to warmer climates like Texas and Florida. So that's your retirement group. So if you're a company that is marketing, let's say, RVs or campers or outdoors equipment or anything like that, you may look and consider the retirement age group who does go to the warmer climates and tend to be active and travel. So that would be the geographics that you would look at of a particular market of people. So you're looking at where they live, where they travel to, where they vacation. And you could also be looking at things when you're considering, say, a retailer is considering where to locate their store. They will look at the numbers in the geographic area of where they're targeting their market to be. So they want to look at what the population is like there, what the conditions are like in that area that would contribute to the customer flow, the volume of sales, and many more things. So geographics is all about location, and it considers many things, but mostly where a person lives, where a person shops, where a company wants to put their business because of the attributes that would lead to sales for that company. The fourth and final segment is behavioral. And with this particular segment, we're looking at behavior tendencies of a market. And you maybe say, okay, well, psychographic, we talked about their behaviors. We were more talking about their lifestyle. Behavior has to do with what leads them to make purchases or to engage in various products or services. And when we're looking at those things that lead them to make a purchase based on their behavior, we're looking at cultural-based decisions. We're looking at ethics-based decisions. We're looking at maybe because economically we're at certain levels, people may learn to shop a certain way. So it could be, say, for instance, religious-based. So people make decisions on their purchases based on how they were raised, the environment they were raised in. So culturally, maybe they only purchase certain things or shop with certain companies. Ethically, maybe they only use a certain brand because it is free of animal cruelty, things of that nature. Religiously, maybe they only shop at certain times of the year because that's what their religious beliefs have them to do. So behavior based upon how they were raised or the lifestyle, not the lifestyle, but the ethics and the cultural beliefs and the religious beliefs and just their own sense of what's right and what's wrong or something that's suitable to their how they live. They could be very cost conscious, so that they don't spend money on a whim. They could be a person that's a spontaneous shopper and they will buy things without much thought given to it. They could be a person who has decided I'm only going to use cash to make purchases. And that could mean that they're not as spontaneous as someone who has a credit card where they just ring it up, ring it up, ring it up. There are a lot of things that people do that their behavior dictates how they will shop, what brands they will use, how dedicated they are to any one given thing, whether it's a brand or retailer or a type of product or service that they buy. So you're looking at just how they behave, what makes them want to go out and make a purchase. This is very key to a brand or a company because they need to know how their customer makes decisions. And so they need to understand their behaviors in order to market effectively to that target market. As we wrap up here, I just want to go over the four segments that make up a target market, and those are demographics. Those are the characteristics of a person. Psychographics, that's the lifestyle personality of a person. Geographics, that's where a person lives, shops, vacations, travels to. We're talking about location. And then behavioral, and that is how a person determines that they're going to make decisions to make a purchase. So those are your four segments of a target market. And remember, it is very key for a brand or a company to include all of those segments in targeting their specific market so that they can effectively market to their ideal customer. Join me next week as we dive into the marketing mix. This is going to be the second part of the marketing concept for a company or a brand. I do thank you for joining me here today at Marketing Adventure with Jackie, and I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day. Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.